A new documentary is airing tonight on RT1. It's called Impact, Anatomy of a Car Crash, and it looks at one of the country's most devastating road collisions. On the morning of December 4th, 2016, a car being driven by 22-year-old Eamon Dixon collided head-on with another car carrying a family of six on their way to see Santa in a crash near Dungarvan in County Waterford. Now, Mr. Dixon and his two passengers, 39-year-old Kenneth O'Sullivan and 36-year-old Michael Tobin, all three died at the scene. One of those who was in the other car and who survived that awful crash was Gary Fenton. In this clip from tonight's documentary, he described the horrific injuries he suffered.
Even though I was put up with morphine and stuff at the time, it was absolutely excruciating. I broke my C2. Actually, when the doctor said that, he said, first of all, it should have killed you. He said, second of all, it should have paralysed you. So he said, how, you're actually still alive? He doesn't know. I broke all my ribs, I had a punctured lung, internal bleeding, I shattered both my femurs, I broke both my kneecaps, and I broke my right arm.
Horrific injuries being described there by Gary Fenton. We're joined now by Gary's partner, Mary Birmingham. Mary, good morning to you. You were also in the car, and so were your four children. It was a horrific crash. It must have been very difficult for you to relive these awful events for this documentary.
It was. Good morning, Joan. Well, it's never really gone completely because of the physical pain we're still enduring. And I still suffer with PTSD and depression from it. But just relaying it all, and I've heard it so many times, I've heard the stories, I've heard Gary relay that.
Yeah.
Exact. And it just still, it stays with us all the time, you know, but that was, it was hard to do. It was at the time.
Can I ask, how is everyone now? I know your son Thomas was almost miraculously unharmed, but we heard your partner Gary there describe his injuries, and the three little girls in the car, Chloe, Annalie and Abby, they were badly hurt.
They were. Annalie in particular, she'd only turned 9 3 weeks previous, and she was hit so hard in the head with her own iPad. She was actually playing an iPad. It had no Wi-Fi. It just had a couple of little games on it. And that was actually used as a missile when we crashed, and it hit her right on the head, and it caused her eyes to cross, and she fractured her skull. And I think they're little things people wouldn't think of, you know, just having an iPad with you like that. That can do so much damage as well.
Ah, sure, every family in the country does it, like to pass the time in a long journey,
yeah.
You know. And Abby and Chloe as well, they were also hurt.
Yes, Chloe was 15, so she badly damaged her intestines and tore her spleen. So she wouldn't have made it back to Cork. They took her straight to Waterford, where she underwent emergency surgery. And like literally as well, one of her eyes they were quite worried about because it just went completely red. The white part was completely red and they weren't sure what she was seeing from it and stuff like that. And she fractured her collarbone as well. And just the mental anguish Chloe has suffered throughout the years and still does. She's 24 now, but she still carries the mental scars and she has the physical scars obviously as well. But it was just harrowing.
Yeah, because
it was a nightmare.
It does take a mental toll as well. I watched some of the documentary and I saw that in part of it, you and Gary, you were also asking yourselves, what if, you know, what if we stopped at the petrol station? What if we had taken a different road? And that's very difficult to deal with as well.
It is. And just even that I booked it myself, I mean, my brother had only died 2 years previous and he died in a road accident as well. He was 24. And the Christmas that followed that, I didn't want to even put up a Christmas tree. I didn't want to celebrate Christmas. And only for the kids were so small, I said, I have to, you know, you have to get on with life and you have to do it. So the year after that was when I booked this Christmas event. I said, I need to treat the kids like we've had, it's literally been 2 years of, you know, kind of sadness and everything was tinged with it. So I said, I'll book that now and we'll have a great day out. And we went December 4th and I didn't get home myself until March and Gary didn't come home until the summer. And I said, why did I book that at all? You know, that's what kind of sticks with me.
But you're now hopeful that something good will come of this documentary.
Oh, you know what? There's so much carnage on the roads, and every bank holiday I get so nervous because I think, who isn't going to make it home this weekend, you know? And I think something drastic needs to happen, you know, to remind people. It's people get so used to hearing another statistic, somebody else is being killed or somebody is injured, and they don't really put a personal, you know, they don't put a face to it or voices. But the pain that can come from that, I can't even describe it, you know.
Okay.
And the emotional damage that it brings as well, and the trauma and the worries, and it's just something that will live with you forever. It never, ever leaves.
Okay. Mary, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And that documentary is on air tonight at 9:35 on RTÉ1. We'll be back after this.